Welcome to Morning Prayer and Worship. This is Tuesday in Ordinary Time, Proper 10 in the church calendar, and I am so glad that you are here today. If you have a prayer request, as always, you can go to benwardmusic.com/prayer request. We'd love to pray for you. We are in the last week of our summer giving campaign. We have about $1,000 left to raise. The money this summer is going towards repairing my guitar that I use every day on the podcast and also purchasing a backup. Thank you for being a part of this podcast, this community, this work of prayer the Holy Spirit is knitting together. Go to benwardmusic.com/donate. Thank you. Bless you.
Search my heart. Look deep within my soul. See if there be anything at all that might keep me from hearing you, keep me from knowing you, keep me from loving you, dear Lord. Search my heart, look deep within my soul, see if there be anything at all that might keep me from hearing you, keep me from knowing you, keep me from loving you, dear Lord. Oh, yeah.
Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. By what we have done and by what we have left undone, we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen.
Search my heart, look deep within my soul, and see if there be anything at all that might keep me from hearing you, keep me from knowing you, keep me from loving you, dear Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Would you search our hearts today? We want to be open before you and lay all we are before you, God, not with any shame, but with complete and total acceptance by you, because you love us and you welcome us and you invite us in. In the name of Jesus, amen.
That might keep me from hearing you, keep me from knowing you, keep me from loving you, dear Lord.
Our psalm is Psalm 26. Vindicate me, Lord, for I have led a blameless life. I have trusted in the Lord and have not faltered. Test me, Lord, and try me. Examine my heart and my mind, for I have always been mindful of your unfailing love and have lived in reliance on your faithfulness. I do not sit with the deceitful, nor do I associate with hypocrites. I abhor the assembly of evildoers and refuse to sit with the wicked. I wash my hands in innocence and go about your altar, Lord, proclaiming aloud your praise and telling of all your wonderful deeds. Lord, I love the house where you live, the place where your glory dwells. Do not take away my soul along with sinners, my life with those who are bloodthirsty, in whose hands are wicked schemes, whose right hands are full of bribes. I lead a blameless life. Deliver me and be merciful to me. My feet stand on level ground. In the great congregation, I will praise the Lord. Psalm 28. To you, Lord, I call. You are my rock. Do not turn a deaf ear to me, for if you remain silent, I will be like those who go down to the pit. Hear my cry for mercy. As I call to you for help, as I lift up my hands toward your most holy place, do not drag me away with the wicked, with those who do evil, who speak cordially with their neighbors but harbor malice in their hearts. Repay them for their deeds and for their evil work. Repay them for what their hands have done, and bring back on them what they deserve. Because they have no regard for the deeds of the Lord and what his hands have done, he will tear them down and never build them up again. Praise be to the Lord, for he has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and he helps me. My heart leaps for joy, and with my song I praise him. The Lord is the strength of his people, a fortress of salvation for his anointed one. Save your people and bless your inheritance. Be their shepherd and carry them forever.
Won't you carry us, Lord? Carry us, Lord, in our times of trouble. Carry us, Lord, oh, carry us, Lord. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Our scripture lesson today is Acts 12, 1 through 17. It was about this time that King Herod arrested some who belonged to the church, intending to persecute them. He had James, the brother of John, put to death with a sword. When he saw that this met with approval among the Jews, he proceeded to seize Peter also. This happened during the festival of unleavened bread. After arresting him, he put him in prison, handing him over to be guarded by four squads of four soldiers each. Herod intended to bring him out for public trial after the Passover. So Peter was kept in prison, but the church was earnestly praying to God for him. The night before Herod was to bring him to trial, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers bound with two chains, and sentries stood guard at the entrance. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared and a light shone in the cell. He struck Peter on the side and woke him up. "Quick, get up," he said, and the chains fell off Peter's wrists. Then the angel said to him, "Put on your clothes and sandals." And Peter did so. "Wrap your cloak around you and follow me," the angel told him. Peter followed him out of the prison, but he had no idea that what the angel was doing was really happening. He thought he was seeing a vision. They passed the first and second guards and came to the iron gate leading to the city. It opened for them by itself, and they went through it. When they had walked the length of one street, suddenly the angel left him. Then Peter came to himself and said, "Now I know without a doubt that the Lord has sent his angel and rescued me from Herod's clutches and from everything the Jewish people were hoping would happen." When this had dawned on him, he went to the house of Mary, the mother of John, also called Mark, where many people had gathered and were praying. Peter knocked at the outer entrance, and a servant named Rhoda came to answer the door. When she recognized Peter's voice, she was so overjoyed, she ran back without opening it and exclaimed, "Peter is at the door." "You're out of your mind," they told her. When she kept insisting that it was so, they said it must be his angel. But Peter kept on knocking, and when they opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. Peter motioned with his hand for them to be quiet and described how the Lord had brought him out of prison. "Tell James and the other brothers and sisters about this," he said. And then he left for another place.
This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. Amen.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. And I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. It is Tuesday in ordinary time, proper 10 in the church calendar, and our collect of the day, the prayer we pray together collectively. O Lord, mercifully receive the prayers of your people who call upon you, and grant that they may know and understand what things they ought to do, and also may have grace and power faithfully to accomplish them. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. I'm going to lead us in a time of guided prayer. I'll give prompts and continue to play. Pray specifically for those in your life by name before the throne of grace. What a great honor, what a great privilege. Let's begin with our own hearts, our joys, thanksgivings, trials, worries, fears, celebrations. Lay them all before Jesus. Tell them to him now. Thank you.
We call on you, Lord. We call on you.
Let's pray for our families now, our immediate families, our extended families. Lift them up. Acquaintances, co-workers, fellow students, whoever the Lord lays on your heart now. Thank you for today. Thank you for your goodness and your mercy following us all the days of our lives to these moments right now. Thank you that you invite us in. Thank you that you've brought us together today. Thank you that we are breathing and that we can sing and pray. We can worship you. We can know you, the God of the universe, the one who created us inside and out. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this privilege and this honor to walk with you, that you walk with us, God, that we can call on you and you hear us and you move and you answer our prayers, God. Thank you, Jesus. Who are we that you are mindful of us? Oh, thank you, God. We call on you, Lord. Call on you.
And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen and amen. Go in the peace and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. Oh, you are loved. You are treasured. You belong. Let's pray together again tomorrow. Thank you for giving in this last week of the summer giving campaign. BenwardMusic.com/donate. Bye-bye.